Memphis police disband the Scorpion Unit. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The five former officers charged with murder and the beating death of Tyrone Nichols were members of that unit that was created to fight rising crime. There was a small protest over his death in Memphis today following some overnight in other cities that got out of hand.
In Los Angeles, police fired tear gas in an effort to disperse an out-of-control crowd outside of the police department headquarters. Tyrone Nichols grew up north of there, about 350 miles in Sacramento. He had relocated to Memphis in 2020. His family describes the 29-year-old as a joyful person, a loving son and father to a four-year-old boy. There is no indication that Nichols had any kind of criminal record. Shortly after the footage was released, the Memphis Grizzlies held a moment of silence.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. An early morning shooting in an upscale neighborhood of Los Angeles left at least three dead and four others wounded. Police have not announced any arrests. Police in Israel arresting a 13-year-old Palestinian boy they say shot and wounded two people in East Jerusalem.
This follows that deadly attack outside an Israeli synagogue. Seven people shot dead there, amongst them a 70-year-old woman. Another 10 people were wounded in what Israeli police are calling a terror attack. Police shot dead that attacker and have since made up 40 arrests. Meanwhile, the Israeli military is sending hundreds more troops to the West Bank in response to this latest violence.
Fox's Kitty Logan in London. Former President Trump kicking off his 2024 run for the White House today with stops in New Hampshire and South Carolina.
The 2024 election is our one shot to save our country, and we need a leader who is ready to do that on day one. We need a fighter who can stand up to the left, who can stand up to the swamp.
The former president is the only Republican to announce a run so far. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
The first week of testimony is wrapped up in the trial of a once prominent South Carolina attorney accused of killing his wife and son. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has a recap.
The jury heard from Alec Murdaugh several times in his own words as he guessed his wife Maggie and son Paul had been shot in connection with a boating accident in which Paul was charged and a 19-year-old girl was killed. Murdaugh's heard on tape telling investigators and detectives he believed anger over that was behind the killings.
He's been punched and hit and just attacked a lot. So, you know, but I mean, nothing like this.
On Friday, a detective testified she saw no shoe or knee prints in the blood by Maggie and Paul's bodies, even though Murdaugh had said he'd checked for pulses. One of Murdaugh's attorneys confirmed she did not see any blood on his clothing or shoes, arguing that if he'd been the shooter, he'd be covered in blood. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Dozens were injured Friday in a massive pileup on a snowy Wisconsin highway.
At least 85 cars were involved in a major crash on I-35 and 90. 27 people hurt enough to be taken to a hospital. Not only cars, but several semi-trucks in the pileup, which occurred on icy roads during whiteout conditions. It took nearly 10 hours to clear before the highway was fully reopened to traffic. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A California man who drove his car off a cliff is now in jail.
Prosecutors in San Mateo County say Dharmesh Patel is booked on suspicion of attempted murder and child abuse without bail. He drove a car that plunged 250 feet off a cliff, injuring his two young kids and his wife. Patel was seriously injured, and rescuers say it was a miracle his family survived. The State Highway Patrol says that there was probable cause to believe it was an intentional act. Investigators have ruled out a mechanical problem. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.